You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Jaron Piltz is the program director. Mary Louise Days is today's guest, the first Santa Barbara City historian, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. So I mentioned the Granada parking garage is a big deal right now, going up. Before that, there was just a parking lot.
That's right.
But before that, what was there?
There were some old houses, like turn of the 20th century or late 19th century houses, and I think many of us can remember them because they remained until the 1960s, I'm quite sure. They were two-story houses. They were quite substantial and I think, you know, owned by local businessmen. And I remember about three of them, I think, and they were, you know, eventually removed. And the building on the corner of Anapamu, where the there's a...
And Santa Barbara Street?
And Anacapa Street. Structures on Anacapa Street. That now has a coffee place. But that building was built as the Sunday school for the First Presbyterian Church in mid-20th century, because the First Presbyterian Church was a very substantial building that was next door on Anapamu, where it's now part of the parking lot property.
But those houses have been gone since the 60s?
I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
And you make the comment casually that many of us should remember that?
Yes, yes.
But Jaron here wasn't born.
Well, of course not. He's just a boy.
So obviously, but they just made room for it for the parking.
Parking lots, yes. We definitely a civic need for downtown parking lots at that time. And also, in a planning sense, to help keep commerce downtown because there are so many... shopping centers, they didn't call them so much malls then, being built on the outskirts of California cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Santa Barbara wanted to keep business downtown. And then,
right. They lost. Well, I remember, was La Cumbre Shopping Center built in the 60s?
Yes. And the city annexed that property. It used to be a lemon orchard. And they annexed it in order to give it commercial zoning and allow the the shopping center
shopping
to be
center.
Built there and to keep the sales tax in the city.
Right. Well, and of course, they eventually, of course, came full circle and then built
Paseo Nuevo.
Paseo Nuevo. Uh-huh. What did you make of that whole concept? Of was there a loss of quite a number of structures that you lament the...
For Paseo Nuevo?
Yeah.
No, not too much because there were some... parking lots. There were a couple of like an old hotel on De La Guerra Street that just a simple building, but it had been there for many years. That was torn down, and some of the buildings that fronted Chapala Street, the former Giordano's Market at the corner of Canyon Perdido and Chapala was removed. But otherwise, there was a concerted attempt on the part of planners and the redevelopment agency to keep State Street buildings and build the shopping center behind it instead of doing the wholesale destruction that had taken place in so many cities. Because by the time Paseo Nuevo was actually commencing, there was a counter attitude toward ripping out downtowns.
Well, I don't like change, and I don't know. I guess it's a good thing, and people like going there. And I didn't go there for 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I just didn't want them to,
The principle.
Probably a pretty stupid thing, or, a stupid position. I really don't have any basis. I don't know what I'm doing, but I just, didn't like the idea. If you were in charge, would you have built it and did what they did?
Or? Yes. The idea of a downtown shopping center had been in the general plan for a number of years, and as I said, it was partly to... offset the threat of other outlying malls that would compete with Santa Barbara Commerce.
It's kind of like, you know, packs of wolves, you know, you just you have to competing malls. And mm-hmm. But then they're building the parking structure for the same reason, to bring people back downtown. And yet a lot of people are opposed to that parking structure. I don't know why.
Oh, maybe because of the size, and it did affect the view from the courthouse tower, you know, getting back to the courthouse.
Oh,
it certainly affected the view there.
Yeah, it's you know, you win on one side, you lose on mm-hmm. the other. Yeah. Now, when you mentioned this coffee house, was that the question about the coffee cat? Because I thought that was on the corner of Santa Barbara and Anapamu. Was that the... because didn't you have a comment about some building that was at the...
We might have misspoken, because the old Sunday school is at the corner, is at Anacapa.
And that's where the coffee cat is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't misspeak. I just had written this uh-huh. down incorrectly.
But Santa Barbara Street has some interesting early history, too.
Are you referring to the old houses on the courthouse block, or are you referring
yes,
to
yes,
the...
Yes, that's something that's not...
Well, before you get into that, and I also want to talk about the University Club, because it's right across the street, but before you get into this, I do have a caller, Marilyn, who has a historical comment. Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Good morning. All of my comments are historical. I'm that old.
You right? Have you been designated a historical landmark?
I should be, shouldn't I? Anyway, why I called is you got into my field that I was interested in, and I was not going to call. I thought they're talking about really old buildings, which I adore too. But then when you got into the business side of it, it reminded me of a store that I absolutely love and is gone, and I miss it all the time. And I have a friend that feels the same way, and we still always say, "What happened to Ops?" We just loved Ops.
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
They went out of business a number of years ago, as you know, and it was in the 700 block of State Street. And the building's still there. It has other tenants, of course, but it has a protected front. And, Ops is a precious memory to many of us. It was a large... hardware store,
and it had everything in it that you could want, and such and nice things, and a wonderful serving staff. I mean, they were just so delightful, those people.
That's right. Yes, they sold housewares and even some clothing and
wash machines, and you could really go in there in that huge parking lot, and you could go in there and buy practically everything in Ops, and your house would be fully prepared to move in.
Well, do you think the demise of Ott's was because of its downtown prime State Street location? If it had been more down on Gutierrez, like maybe Home Improvement is, or something, it might have sustained? Or
I don't know, and I was new at that time. I moved up here in 1967, but I heard that was an old store, and
yes,
the old man that started it had it all those years, and that was been there for many years, and I think people just kind of took it for granted.
Yes, but it started as Roeder and Ott in the 19th century, as hardware and implements and that kind of thing, and then eventually became just Ott's. And the son of the founder, son or grandson, General Ott, did operate the business for a number of years, but it just simply ceased operation, as so many of our popular local stores did.
As we all will someday, Mary.
I know. And it really was a historical building to be there that long, wasn't it?
That's right. The business, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and remember they had the wonderful Christmas decorations every year.
Oh, yes. I just love that store. I get heartsick when it's realizing it's gone.
Right.
Miss it.
Now, did that make way for some kind of a mini mall
thing?
Isn't
that where that species at? Or is that where that species at?
Something's fishy?
No.
Something's fishy?
No. That's the wrong block. No, this is the, I think, 719 State Street. And there were a couple of small shops that went into it, and I think a hamburger place for a while, but now it's retail.
Retail. And it went out in what year about, or what decade? Because I seem to recall it. I came here in 19...
It went out in the 70s, I think. 67. I moved up there for sometime in the 70s, I think.
Yes, that's probably correct.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Nice talking to you. Lovely Monday, and I hope it's a lovely week for all of us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Bye. You know what? We're coming up to our break. We have a third segment with our guest city historian, the first city historian, former city historian, Mary Louise Days. Mary Louise Days. We do want to talk a little bit more about some of the houses on the courthouse block, and I want to get a little bit of the history of the University Club. Been in there once or twice. I was invited. There was some party. I didn't just crash. And that's a skinny. Any historical questions? 564-1290, 564-1290. It's coming up on 25 minutes to the hour.